You will hear Mira Supremo, a radio announcer, talking about why she believes gifting experiences is more meaningful than giving material items. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear the interview twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 1 minute to look at part four. Now, we're ready to start. Listen carefully.
Good morning, Mira. Welcome to our show. We've heard you're a strong advocate for giving experiences rather than material items. Could you share what inspired this view?
Good morning. Yes, I feel very strongly about this. Over the years, I've realised that the things we own often lose their value or meaning. But experiences, they stay with us forever. It all started when I arranged a surprise dinner for my parents' anniversary at their favourite restaurant. Seeing their happiness made me realise just how powerful and memorable experiences can be.
That's fascinating. Why do you think experiences are better than physical gifts?
Material gifts, although thoughtful, can often end up forgotten or unused. Experiences, on the other hand, create lasting memories. They bring people closer together, spark joy, and offer opportunities for learning something new. For instance, a weekend trip with loved ones can be far more meaningful than a pricey gadget. It's all about the emotions of the connections you create.
That's a great point. What are some of your top recommendations for gifting experiences to loved ones?
There are so many. For couples, a hot air balloon ride or a cooking class could be unforgettable. For parents, a spa day or a short holiday is a wonderful way to show appreciation. Children might enjoy creative workshops or an amusement park visit, while friends might love concert tickets or a hiking adventure. The key is to choose something that suits the person's interests, making it truly meaningful.
Excellent suggestions. How do you think this kind of gift helps people feel valued?
When you gift an experience, you're saying, "I appreciate your worth and personality," it shows thoughtfulness and a deeper understanding of the person. For example, if your friend loves painting, giving them an art workshop will mean far more than a random present. Experiences also create opportunities for quality time, which helps strengthen relationships.
That's a beautiful perspective. Have you had a personal experience like this?
Definitely. Last year, I surprised my best friend with a paragliding session for his birthday. He'd always wanted to try it but never got around to it. Seeing his excitement and hearing all about his adventure afterwards was priceless. Best of all, we now share an incredible memory that brings us even closer.
That's wonderful. Any final advice for listeners who might want to try this idea?
Yes. keep it simple. You don't have to spend a fortune or plan something extravagant. Even a picnic in the park or a cozy movie night can create moments of joy and connection. Those memories will always be more valuable than a material gift.
Thank you, Mira. You've given us plenty to think about. Hopefully, more people will embrace the idea of gifting experiences.
Thank you. I hope everyone takes the time to create special memories with their loved ones.
Well said. Thanks again, Mira.
Now you will hear part four again.
Good morning, Mira. Welcome to our show. We've heard you're a strong advocate for giving experiences rather than material items. Could you share what inspired this view?
Good morning. Yes, I feel very strongly about this. Over the years, I've realised that the things we own often lose their value or meaning. But experiences, they stay with us forever. It all started when I arranged a surprise dinner for my parents' anniversary at their favourite restaurant. Seeing their happiness made me realise just how powerful and memorable experiences can be.
That's fascinating. Why do you think experiences are better than physical gifts?
Material gifts, although thoughtful, can often end up forgotten or unused. Experiences, on the other hand, create lasting memories. They bring people closer together, spark joy, and offer opportunities for learning something new. For instance, a weekend trip with loved ones can be far more meaningful than a pricey gadget. It's all about the emotions and the connections you create.
That's a great point. What are some of your top recommendations for gifting experiences to loved ones?
There are so many. For couples, a hot air balloon ride or a cooking class could be unforgettable. For parents, a spa day or a short holiday is a wonderful way to show appreciation. Children might enjoy creative workshops or an amusement park visit, while friends might love concert tickets or a hiking adventure. The key is to choose something that suits the person's interests, making it truly meaningful.
Excellent suggestions. How do you think this kind of gift helps people feel valued?
When you gift an experience, you're saying, "I appreciate your worth and personality." It shows thoughtfulness and a deeper understanding of the person. For example, if your friend loves painting, giving them an art workshop will mean far more than a random present. Experiences also create opportunities for quality time, which helps strengthen relationships.
That's a beautiful perspective. Have you had a personal experience like this?
Definitely. Last year, I surprised my best friend with a paragliding session for his birthday. He'd always wanted to try it but never got around to it. Seeing his excitement and hearing all about his adventure afterwards was priceless. Best of all, we now share an incredible memory that brings us even closer.
That's wonderful. Any final advice for listeners who might want to try this idea?
Yes, keep it simple. You don't have to spend a fortune or plan something extravagant. Even a picnic in the park or a cozy movie night can create moments of joy and connection. Those memories will always be more valuable than a material gift.
Thank you, Mira. You've given us plenty to think about. Hopefully, more people will embrace the idea of gifting experiences.
Thank you. I hope everyone takes the time to create special memories with their loved ones.
Well said. Thanks again, Mira.
That is the end of part four.